As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Every Thursday, we head to Ivy Tech and the west side of town on campus, and we knock on the chancellor's door. Oh, hey, good afternoon, Jenny Vaughn. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. How are you today?
The sun was out. I was great. Yeah. It's a little cloudy now, but you know what? It's 65. It's spring. I think I can handle that. It doesn't need to be 85 and sunny every day like it was last Saturday. So I'm good. All things considered, we're we're running out of April. We have tomorrow and Saturday, and that's it. And then it's May, and May means all kinds of important things at Ivy Tech, including commencement. And we are just 17, 18 days away from the big night, big afternoon, big evening.
Can't even believe it. Our graduation is on Friday, May 13th. I don't know why we chose Friday, May 13th, but, before you know it, in just over 2 weeks' time, we'll be graduating. We'll be at the IU Auditorium. We'll be the place will be packed with families, and, they bring all the balloons and the babies and the horns and everything, and celebrating their students, and so we'll be out there with our commencement, our traditional commencement taking place after two long years doing it in different ways, but we're super excited, and we're getting all the students ready to make all that happen.
Now, do you guys go over there and decorate it and put it all together, or you just rely on the families and friends to bring the hors d'oeuvres, so to speak?
Well, the auditorium's awesome, and the auditorium really takes great, great care of us. That team, they're just so wonderful to work with. It's always whatever you need, how can we make it better? Now, we do take care of making sure we get our own flowers and things like that and all of that, but other than that, it's the IU auditorium team that makes it happen, and immediately following commencement that we'll have a little reception, with some cookies and things like that. Ooh. For students and their families to continue to celebrate as they're going out into the fountain area and taking great pictures and all that. But it's a team effort between, our staff here. Of course, Tina Phelps leads that as usual. She's leading, most everything over here. and the IU Auditorium team. So it's really awesome.
Very, very cool. So that's going to be in a couple of weeks. So we've got time to plan that out, and obviously an indoor celebration, but a noisy celebration. Take that, COVID. Take that, Friday the 13th. We'll just have it. We'll have it with or without you. We'll make sure that it's loud, and we can scare the spirits away that I don't want to play. how about that?
Yep.
So that's
so
that is fun for sure. What else is going on? Well, a lot of things are going on. Just about everything is going on. And as we get closer and closer to May, that means, as we mentioned, graduation and the end of the semester. Where are you at the academic calendar? Are you in school up to that graduation Friday? Tell me where you are on finals and dead weeks and all that fun stuff as well.
And all that good stuff. So that is actually kind of part of our finals week. Remember, we started on a Wednesday, which was very strange. It turned all of us why are we doing this as a college? And so we're actually going back to a regular start date for our semesters on a Monday. So our term won't end actually until the 17th. So that Wednesday, the 11th before finals is actually finals week. So the 11th through the 17th is what we call finals week. So, with the majority of those things being done a little bit earlier, I'm hoping, and so students can, at commencement can really celebrate. We've never held commencement after finals, or before finals have been completed. It's always been after. So we're going to get back to that regular routine. But we do have our classes ending on May 17th. So, the team is getting, especially the student affairs team, is getting our students ready and prepped, to get study time over the next week or so and get ready for their finals and also relax at the same time so they can be ready and prepared when they take their finals. So, and then after that, we'll be ready to start our summer semester.
And speaking of your summer semester, does that start the immediate Monday after? Do you have a little gap in there so people can start circling their calendars? And I teased our audience earlier. I said, the high school kids, you've got a surprise coming up when Chancellor Vaughn comes on, and you're full of great surprises. So number one, when does summer start, and what do you have in store for the high school kids, which sounds absolutely fantastic?
It really is. So our summer 2022 classes will start on a Monday, like they should, on Monday, June 6th. Can I say that enough, that we really need to start our semester on a Monday?
Well, that's why I wanted you to reiterate that so there wasn't any confusion. So once graduation hits in the middle of May and the semester ends on May 17th, you'll have 2 weeks off. You don't have to worry about the Memorial Day weekend, or if you're going to the race or whatever. You just don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
That's right.
Summer school is almost in summer. It's almost in summer.
That's right. And so we do start on Monday, June 6th. And the best news I want to share with everybody today is, if you are a high schooler out there, you're in grades 9 to 11, or if you're in grade 12 and you're graduating this spring, this summer, all across the state, we are offering at Ivy Tech Community College free summer courses for high schoolers. So that's, I mean, it's an incredible offer, free courses for you. So even if you're in 10th grade and you want to maybe just say, hey, I'm going to try Spanish, or I'm going to try a college class, let me just see what it's like. Or if you're graduating senior and you want to get a leg up as you transfer, or maybe you're coming here and you want to take advantage of that, you know, you can also take classes online, and online is also free. So that would mean no transportation back and forth to whatever you are doing this summer. But we're so excited, you know, to help people get started on their college goals, move closer to a college completion, focus on any area. Maybe they need help a little bit on math or English. That might be another reason why a high schooler might want to take a class with us this summer. And again, like I said, to explore different interests and careers. But so not only is our summer classes free for high schoolers, again, for all students, textbooks are also free for the entire academic year. So that's a big deal.
Let me go back to the high school part. What if I want to take four classes, or how many can I take? Do you have a limit, or?
It's free. Now, you know, as you know, I used to be an advisor.
Yeah.
I would tell a student in the summer, don't take any more than two classes.
Yeah, enjoy summer.
It's accelerated. Yeah, summer. Enjoy summer, and it's accelerated. So you're doing classes like in our regular, like our 8 week. We really don't want a student to take too much. Do it, and do it in your own time. So I would recommend, if a student, you know, if you didn't have a lot of outside things like jobs and all of those kinds of things, two classes would be what I would recommend to a high schooler, so that you can also enjoy summer as you prepare to go back to high school, or go back to college, or start college in the next academic year.
Okay, so that's very, very good advice. Now, the other question would be, do I need to come to campus? Can I take these remotely? Is there a hybrid? How does that work now? Everything back to normal, but you always give folks, I think, choices in all of this.
We certainly do, and we've been doing this for a long, long time. So, you know, I'm just excited to see the parking lot is full. There are people in the hallways. It's fantastic to see students here, you know, as they go and they take their classes, or they're taking getting some help with tutoring or in the library. But we have all kinds of different modalities, including that traditional whatever schedule you're on, face-to-face classes, traditional classes in the classroom with your instructor. We also have a modality called Learn Anywhere. And so that's where your instructor will always be in the classroom, but they're in a room that is totally equipped with great technology, so that if for whatever reason you can't make it to school, whether it's, you know, childcare issue or some other issue that you can't physically get to campus, then you can log on to Zoom and be in that classroom. And you should see this technology in the classrooms. The cameras and the TVs are all around the room. So no matter where you are, if you're a student at home taking your class, you can see every student in the classroom, and you can hear everything. And same with the students in the classroom. They can see you on Zoom on all of the different TVs and things that are around. So lots of different modalities in that way. And really, that Learn Anywhere is a hybrid, because some days you might be able to come to class, and that's great. You're there, and the teacher's there. Some days you can't, and things get in the way. So that gives you that opportunity to take a class how you need to take it with your own schedule.
Yeah, and the barriers are removed too, so there's no dog ate my homework or dog ate my Zoom or whatever it is. Where you're going, and you got choices to do it. Yeah, if you're feeling lazy, lay on your couch and go to school. Wow, that, you know what? I would have been a lot better at school, I think, in this generation.
I think I would have been too.
The last generation. Jenny Vaughn is our guest, full of great information today, and enrollment for everyone is happening as well. And do you have just one summer 8 weeks class? I think if it starts June 6th, I really couldn't figure out how you'd stick another one in there. So is that accurate?
That's correct. Just one 8 week summer schedule.
That's very cool. And then when we get ready for fall, we'll start on a Monday. And as you mentioned, you've got options. You can take a full quote unquote semester. You can take an 8 weeks here and 8 weeks there. Basically, whatever fits your schedule and that flexibility. I just, with that and free textbooks, what's holding people back these days?
I mean, exactly. And, you know, beyond the free textbooks and the flexibility and when you can take classes and all of that, you know, you can also come and we'll help you learn how you can use Next Level Jobs to take some certain programs that are increasing need for employees in the workforce. And so the state of Indiana has created the Next Level Jobs funding. So that's free tuition for a lot of our courses, most in, you know, the healthcare area, nursing, of course, which is in the healthcare, but we've got a lot of other health-related programs, as well as IT, the business programs. So come out and talk to us. We'll guide you through all that. We'll tell you which of those courses are covered through that grant, and you can get your courses taken care of, paid for, and your textbooks are free.
That's it, folks. You don't need a coupon, no secret handshake, no QR code, nothing. Yeah, you don't have to tell them anything special. That's just how it works at Ivy Tech. So that's exciting. Tomorrow is Friday. It's the final Friday of April, and it's a FAFSA Friday for those folks who are not into the higher education just yet or are looking to move that way either in the summer or fall. Everybody's got a FAFSA, right?
That's right, and we want everybody to complete one of those documents. It's the or forms. It's the free application for federal student aid, and it's really important that any student who's thinking about going to college, ready, and no matter what college you're going to get that form completed, because you would be eligible not only for federal aid but also scholarships at whatever school or college that you're going to attend. So you need to have that FAFSA completed in order to be, you know, in the loop and able to get those scholarships. So FAFSA Fridays in April from 1 o'clock to 4 on our campus. Come on in, and our wonderful, amazing financial aid team can help you. And again, we don't care if you're not coming to Ivy Tech. Of course, we'd love you to come to Ivy Tech. But if you have decided to go elsewhere, to IU, to Ball State, wherever you're going, and you need help with that form, we're here to help because it's so important. There's so much money out there from the federal government, state government, and then those wonderful scholarships at each college that you have to have that FAFSA completed. So come on out and see us tomorrow, 1 to 4.
Anywhere you go, you need a FAFSA, so you might as well do it. And the helpful people at Ivy Tech will walk you through all the fun stuff that goes along with that as well. Blood drives. It seems like the American Red Cross never has enough blood, and that's, well, they're probably right. Time to stock up now instead of waiting for some kind of catastrophe to happen, and you are helping out.
Right, and we are so honored to host the American Red Cross on our campus. We've got two blood drives actually next week. So Wednesday the 4th is from 10 to 3, and on Thursday the 5th is from 1 to 6. They're all, again, here on our campus in Shreve Hall, and they like people to go out and register that you're coming so that we have enough space and all that good stuff. And you can do that at redcrossblood.org, and you search by your zip code, and you'll be able to get registered to come out next week and donate some blood.
Jenny Vaughn is our guest, checking in from Ivy Tech, where the sun always shines, even on cloudy days. Lifelong learning. Summer is right around the corner. Kids, adults, and all points in between. You have great options for everybody. And if your kids are looking for something to do, you're not sold out yet. How does that work, Jenny? Is that something I want to leave to the last minute, or do I need to get on that now for kids and camps? Or what is your once advisor? Please advise me. Advise me.
Well, and I once had a child who went through some of our camps. And so, you know, as a parent, you are always trying to figure out, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do with the kids this summer? And you want to make it exciting and let them enjoy summer as well. And so I would say if I was a parent out there with a student from the ages of 5 to 18 and you're looking for some kind of summer camp, we've got some amazing camps. We have Ivy Arts for Kids. We have theater and film camps. We even have camps for the first time at Stonegate Arts Camps or Stonegate Arts Center in Bedford, which is amazing.
Ah.
But all kinds of college for kid campers, cooking, baking, mosaics, printmaking. Look at our website. You can see all those great things. And then, of course, we have all kinds of summer courses for adults. And you can say you're going to camp. If you're an adult and you want to say you're going to camp, you can do that and take some cooking and baking and all kinds of art classes with us. So it's always a good time to get enrolled early. And so I would recommend that you look at our website and choose some great programming for your kids.
Yeah. Some of the stuff is inside. Some of the stuff is outside. You have all kinds of options to enjoy. So that is very, very cool. All right. April, we're going to get rid of on over the weekend. Next time we talk is going to be May, and you've got busy things going on. And Jenny, if anybody would like more information, there's a couple easy ways to do it. Number one, you can always pick up the phone. You'll give us that number. And the internet's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week if you want to look around.
That's right. So if you want to call us, it's 812-330-6013. And if you want to look online and check us out, we're at ivytech.edu/Bloomington. And so you can find all the great things that we're doing, including those summer camps, including summer courses. If you're a high schooler, they're going to be free. Your textbooks are all going to be free for everybody. Just go
free.
Online, check
they're
us
free.
Out, or give us a call.
They're free.
Yep, free.
That is absolutely fantastic. And we thank you and the college for your support tomorrow of the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington's
yep.
all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. I will be there. I'll be there helping out tomorrow. What's that? Today
awesome.
Is not Friday. It's Saturday morning from 8 to 11.
Yep.
That's an early wake-up call. I'll have to make sure the coffee pot is up and ready to go. So I'll help out with that, and we really appreciate all the support that Ivy Tech has brought with this. We know the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, the benefit is the Keith Klein Memorial Fund and their outreach programs,
yep.
and you guys are one of the big sponsors, and thank you. That's all. That's the best words I can say. Thank you, thank you,
yep.
thank you.
Keith would have loved it. He would be there. He'd be a celebrity chef there or server there. And he'd come on out and support Kiwanis, but also supporting Ivy Tech and its scholarship for Keith Klein.
And those of us who knew Keith dearly, you wanted Keith to serve. You didn't want Keith to be the chef. Let's be.
Right on. I will leave it at that.
We will leave it at that. And if Keith was sitting across from me like he did for so many years, he would be laughing and nodding his head and agreeing wholeheartedly that serving it is way, way better than cooking it. So, again, thanks to Ivy Tech for all of that, and we'll see everybody. I'll give you the details here. You got to go to work. I'll let you get back
That's
to work
because
right. it's only Thursday. Boy, if we did this on Friday, that'd be a whole thing. This is just Thursday. So I want you to have a great weekend. And when we get caught up next week, we'll be leading into Mother's Day weekend and all the graduation stuff that's going to be happening here locally, and we'll get ready for your commencement and the end of finals. I'm exhausted. I'm ready for summer break. How about you?
I am ready. Let's get the weather to cooperate a little bit, and we'll go from there. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you.
We'll see you. Thank you, Jenny. Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech, joining us most Thursdays when she is not on official Ivy Tech Business